Again, thank you to everyone who made it here tonight, and I want to do a special thanks to Amy, who is our music director and is also running the recording materials so that this service can be live streamed as well as recorded. And Bill, who is our sound marvelous technician, who pushes buttons and has amazing things happen. And I would also, and most of all, thank the musicians for your wonderful music tonight. Thank you all. Very, very blessed to have you all here. Well, as I said earlier, welcome to the second in-person Christmas Eve service since the beginning of the pandemic in 2020, and it seems like a long time ago. We're still taking ample precautions with COVID and upper respiratory illnesses, so that's why I mentioned earlier that we're not singing any of the hymns or carols other than Silent Night. My hope is that when you do your next Christmas Eve service in 2023, you will be able to come back to the singing that you all love. Stories are powerful connections to the past. Let's take a moment to reflect on our best memories of Christmas time. Now, perhaps some of you didn't celebrate Christmas, either religiously or secular, but those who did, think back to a time in your life when you had a nice Christmas, when it was joyful, when it was happy, that you can remember back to whenever that day was, that still gives you a sense of joy and perhaps even wonder. The weeks leading up to Christmas, the planning for Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. Think back to when you were a child or when you had children or grandchildren, and what this religious and secular holiday meant and felt to you, not here in the head, but here in the heart. I expect that there were Christmases in our lives that weren't very happy ones also. There might have been family troubles or illnesses. Finances might have been very limited, so gifts were the exception rather than the rule, and usually for the children. My favorite memories of Christmas, and I've said this before, were the evenings when I would sit in the home library on the farm in Maine. There would be a fire in the fireplace, the tree would be lit, and often I'd have the radio on for Christmas music, and it would be dark in the room, and I would always be alone. My foster parents would usually be out watching TV, actually. And just having that quiet, alone time, taking in the smell and the aroma of the tree and the fire in the fireplace and listening to the sounds, it was wondrous to me. And those moments, all these years later, still are a precious memory. And perhaps you've all had your precious memories as well. And then finally, Christmas Eve would arrive. And we would, together in the library, read out loud, "'Twas the Night Before Christmas" by Clement C. Moore. And it was great fun because we would do this, and I'm going to need to ask your help for just a bit here. The first line was, "'Twas the Night Before Christmas." What was the second line? "Not a creature was stirring." Thank you. Stories are powerful. And I'm guessing that most of us in this room know that poem, that story, by heart. Stories are powerful. The Clement Moore poem was written in the 19th century, but is still regularly recited every Christmas time in many parts of the world. Now, to be honest with you, when I was a kid, I don't remember if we really talked about the birth of Jesus and the story of the Nativity. We didn't go to church, but I assume my foster parents shared the story of Jesus' birth every year. The fact that I remember all these years later the Clement Moore poem and our reading of it after all these years suggests to me that to my youthful child imagination, it was important. The Jesus birth story, well, not so much. And I still remember that I would lie awake late at night on Christmas Eve when I was a child, waiting for Santa and his reindeer to arrive. Every once in a while, I thought that I heard jingle bells in the distance and ho, 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 somewhere nearby. I'd be ready, but then I fell asleep. Stories can fill us with wonder, no matter what our age. I've been to many Unitarian Universalist churches in my 30 years of doing transitional ministry, which means I'm at a place for 1, 2, or 3 years, and then I go to the next place to do transitions work. And most of those congregations really loved to do Christmas Eve, including this one. But the planning could be a little overwhelming, like where do you put the tree, and do we have everything we need, and do we have the musicians, and so on. But a couple of places that I went to do ministry, they did not do Christmas Eve at church. And when I got there, I said, why? And they said, the leadership, we refuse to acknowledge any value of Christianity or the Christmas story. It's all made up superstition, and we're not going to take it. Oh, okay. So my first year there, Christmas Eve happened on a Wednesday, I think, and that was the night that I did a meditation group. So I said, anyone who would like to come to do a Christmas Eve service as a meditation, you are more than welcome to come and join me, and we'll meditate to the story of Christmas. And if I remember correctly, the first year we had 2 people plus me. The second year we had 16 people. The story continues a little bit later. One of the questions that I asked them, though, was, what if the Christmas story of Jesus' birth had never been written down? What if the readings that Deb and Karen shared had never been put into words? The response by that leadership initially was, thank God, or words to that effect. But what if the Christmas story that we honor tonight, and you've honored for so many generations in this church, what if that Christmas story had never been written down or remembered? I suspect it would have changed our holiday celebrations completely. The solstice would still be very important, as it is throughout the world. So would Hanukkah. But what would be missing without the Jesus story, his birth, and so much that's tied into that story? Well, for one thing, this church and all the Christian churches around us wouldn't exist. There would be no reason to. The sanctuary built in 1836 would not be here. We would probably be staying at home and enjoying warmth on a cold winter night. But many generations have sat in this sanctuary since 1836 because they believe in the power of stories. And they believe in the faith that stories can emerge us out of depression or despair at the darkest time of the year to the possibility of hope, of light, and love. And there wouldn't be Christmas music filling our ears from roughly Thanksgiving to now. On the plus side, we'd not hear songs like Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer, or I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus, always a good one. But we would not have O Holy Night, or Silent Night, or the other songs that we've heard tonight. There would be no great classical music like The Messiah. There wouldn't be movies like It's a Wonderful Life or Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Not a Charlie Brown Christmas movie, and even a Charlie Brown Christmas tree. Would there even have been a Christian religion arise out of the story, not just of Christmas, but of Jesus' ministry in the world? Imagine if that hadn't happened, if that story did not exist. Well, St. Nicholas wouldn't be around, wouldn't have been a saint, and I can hardly say I can tell you that that probably would have complicated the story of Santa Claus. A Christmas Carol by Dickens would have not been written, nor Ebenezer Scrooge learn how to be kind and generous at this time of the year. None of that might have happened. And think of how absent that would all be in our lives. Because stories can fill us with wonder, no matter what our age, and no matter how cynical we can sometimes get. Because clearly, the birth of Jesus has resonated for 2,000 years. The angels, the shepherds, the journey of Mary and Joseph to find a safe place, the wise men, the star. These stories would and did fill people with wonder and renewed faith in the darkest of all possible times. And yes, even with all the cruelty of Christian institutions like the Inquisition, history from that day to this has been filled with the followers of Jesus who have lived in love and abiding faith and trying to live a life of spiritual practice, love, and kindness. If there was no Jesus birth story, would we ever read the parable of the Good Samaritan? What about the parable of the loaves and fishes story, or the parable of the prodigal son? All of those might have been lost if it hadn't been for this particular story. Would we even know the Beatitudes and the command to love one another as we would be loved? I find it wonderful that in this evening, on a rather difficult traveling day, you here represent all the generations who have come to this church. And yes, I have seen photographs of when the sanctuary was full and everybody had candles and it was wonderful and there was not a seat left. And that was years ago. But right now, you carry their spirit and their hopes and their loves and everything else with you tonight. Not only here, not only when we sing later, but when you leave to keep that love and hope and wonder in the world. I mentioned that a church, I'm not mentioning where, it was somewhere west of here, and they had a little issue with Christmas Eve, and first year, 2 people, second year, 16 people, and it's been about, 8 or 10 years since I was there, and they've gone through a couple of ministers, and right now they don't have a minister, but I looked on their calendar just to see what they might be doing tonight, and lo and behold, they're doing a Christmas Eve service, and they're going to have candles, and they're going to sing Silent Night. And at that point, I said to myself quietly, Hallelujah! Because it said that they had left aside the analytical analysis of, well, this story can't be true, to the wonder of the story, to the gift of the story, that all hope is not lost, that there is a possibility that we can become better people as we move through each year. And what I will say in closing before we do Silent Night is imagine all the years that people have gathered here, and I've said this before, they've gathered here in times of trouble, war, the Civil War, the World Wars, economic depression, but you and they have all gathered here just for a bit to wonder at the lights, at the music, at the story that cannot be lost because it was written down and told over and over again to this day right now that there was a possibility, there was a hope that the world could be better. And I would say not because of just one person, but every single one of us. And that is part of our work together. May it always be so.